the Saturday Light Brigade. It's now 21 minutes before 11 o'clock. You're going to get to see the Girls of Steel Robotics, or I should say hear them in a moment. I was seeing them jumping up and down behind me just a second ago. And also, Steve Pellegrino is here. He's going to be performing after 11 o'clock with accordion and some stories. It's a thrill now for me to welcome a segment with Sarah Hineshouse. Paul Boone and SLB have been working together closely to make sure that we talk with our neighbors on the north side at Sarah Hineshouse. And today we have Jacob Wright, Marcus Williams, and Larry Moore. Gentlemen, hello and welcome. Two of them go to Perry High School. And one of them, and that would be Marcus, goes to Alderdice, if I have my notes right. And I'm going to start, I think, with you, Jacob. You have taken a shine to photography, I think, for the paper that's being done at Sarah Hineshouse. I'm curious just to learn a little bit about, you know, how you've been involved. It's something I've never been very good at. I admire great pictures, but boy, even with a great camera, I got nothing. So tell me about what you do.
It's a little bit of everything. I usually just do what Paul asked me, really. But I've like when I first got my camera, I've just been taking shots of everything, really. And like I got to use some of those for the articles instead of actually going and having to shoot something that I was supposed to. So. You know, it was just kind of on my own and then some help from Paul.
When you have to take a picture for an article as opposed to something you're just doing for yourself, is there a difference? Is it more challenging to try to meet the specs of an article you want to illustrate?
It depends. It really does depend because if you're doing it for yourself, you just don't really care if it looks terrible. You can just delete it if it looks terrible. But if it's for an article, it has to be how you want it exactly and nothing else.
What do you think people like me need to know about taking a good picture? Are there any fundamentals or things? Because honestly, I know nothing.
It's all about the angles, man. All about the angles.
How so? I never thought about that.
I don't know. Take a picture of the side of someone's face, and then, I don't know, try it from, like, higher, and then see which one looks better.
Well, that's good. So you can actually experiment maybe from way up above to head-on or from down below and try to figure out what's most flattering for the person or what gets you where you want to go.
You should also take a lot of pictures. Don't just take, like, one or two.
Yeah. I can't imagine, like, you think about Tini Harris, who would take, you guys know, I'm assuming as a photographer you know his work, maybe not?
Not really.
We'll have Paul introduce you to Tini Harris. Tini Harris is a legendary Pittsburgh photographer from the days of film, and they called him One Shot because he pretty much would take a shot, and that was it. Because film's expensive. And his archives are online, and they celebrate Pittsburgh life really through the 40s, 50s, 60s, and later. They're incredible shots. Marcus?
Does he have a museum? Does he have a segment in a museum?
Yes, and at Carnegie Museum in Oakland. Have you seen some of those shots?
Yeah, that's my friend Hassan's granddad, or great-granddad.
Yeah, we've had Teeny's grandson on the air before, and his son, too. Have you seen any of those shots, Larry?
No, I don't know nothing about photos.
Oh, you'd enjoy looking at them. So tell me about your writing.
Well, I've been writing for a while now.
And writing takes, it's pretty solitary, I think. And it takes a while, you know, to come up with something. What got you interested in doing it? I mean, did you find, like, an English class? Were you a good writer?
I'm just a persuasive talker, I guess. So I like to write persuasive papers. And
are you working on a piece for the paper now?
I am. I'm doing a piece about, I forget what it's called, but I'm beautiful, yes.
Unbeautiful. And what's the theme or a bit of it that you're...
Unbeautiful is about an African-American woman who believes that she has to be light-skinned in order to be famous or to succeed in life.
And is this a real person or just a fictitious... fictitious?
No, it's a real person.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's something. Are you hoping to... I don't want to spoil the article before it comes out, but are you looking to prove a point as you go through it?
Yes.
And can you talk about that a bit?
In my eyes, no matter what color you are, you can do whatever you want as long as you put your mind to it.
Yeah, I think people need to hear that because it, you know, I think about stuff like that. You and I, actually all of us, except maybe that's why he's a photographer, all of us except Jacob have glasses on. And I can remember thinking I couldn't do things because I had glasses, or I couldn't do things because of the height I am. And there's a lot of things you can do, no matter, you know, pretty much we all can do whatever we want to. What do you like about writing?
I can speak my mind, tell people how I really feel.
Yeah, and do so in a very controlled, I mean, you really get a chance to develop your points and share them, which it's got to be pretty cool. Have you had work published in the paper already?
Not that I remember of, just at the little Heinz paper that we do at Heinz House.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Have you had,
oh, yeah.
You have had stuff? Has there been reactions to what you've published? Have people...
Not that I know of.
Well, that's... I'll react once I get a chance to read it. Sounds like it'll be good. Now, what grade are you in now?
I'm in 11th grade.
Do you know any ideas what you want to do after high school?
I have no clue. I just know I have to go to college.
How come?
My mom.
that's a good reason. Are you following the promise? Are you
promise? I am eligible for promise.
That's a good thing, too. Would that be your mom as well?
No.
Okay. let me turn to Marcus, who's in the middle here. Marcus has been in our studio before. You're not as involved with the journalism program, but you are very involved with Sarah Hines House. And one of the things the paper reports on are things like sporting accomplishments, and you had one pretty recently. What's that?
The boys' travel team made it to the playoffs for the first time in 4 years, since 2006.
Playoffs!
Wow. Where do you go next?
Well, we lost the first playoff game, but we had...
I'm sorry.
To those people on the newspaper, that's called burying the lead of the story. Now, you made it, though.
We made it. We had some setbacks in the game, or a couple of our good players got, one of them got hurt, one of them got in foul trouble in the first half.
So who do you play against when you're Sarah Hines House?
We play against, like, Catholic teams, like St. A's and St. Basil, the Saints.
That's pretty tough. You're playing against some teams that might have, you know, different facilities or different cultures, so to speak, where they have all the same kids at the same time in one place, I would imagine. So you're at Alderdice, right? Mm-hmm. What grade are you in?
11th.
11th. Any plans for you?
I want to go to the Art Institute.
Excellent.
To learn how to audio engineer and record and stuff.
Well, there's a young, it's not that young, Kenneth Garcia went to Full Sail, which is in Florida, and that's what he does, so you might want to meet him. He just started working for us last week, and we're thrilled about that. And it's a good field, and the Art Institute does a great job of it. So fantastic. What grade are you in?
I'm only in 10th grade.
Only in 10th. And have you thought about life after high school yet?
Oh, yeah. I was actually thinking about Full Sail University because I was, like, watching a YouTube show, Film Riot, and they how they show you how to make your own movies, like, with your own equipment without being on a big budget and everything. And he was like, I went to Boise State University. I was like, all right, so maybe I want to go there.
We should check out Kenneth and talk. And, you know, Art Institute is good at that. There are other schools with programs. And we take interns here all the time, too. We'll teach you how to do stuff. We won't even charge you for that. But
I love the free things in life.
Well, you know, a friend of mine, Nathan, he goes to Cornell. He and I were talking once, and he's very accomplished, and he's graduating this year. And I said, how do you get to be as good as you are? And he said, I just take advantage of every opportunity I have presented to me. And that's a big part of it. Did you guys have any shout-outs or anything? We just have about a minute left or so. Anything you wanted to pass along? Or
hi, Mom.
A very important shout-out.
My friend Smack in school. Smack!
give me that again. I like it. I wish I could do that.
Yeah,
I don't know. Really close, I guess shout-out to my sister. She's getting married today.
Your sister's getting married?
Yeah.
Fantastic. In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
When's her wedding?
It's like a baby shower wedding.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Great. What's her first name?
Arlene.
Arlene, happy wedding day. And Paul is here, too. And I just want to thank you, Paul, for bringing these great representatives from Sarah Hines House.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. These are great young men. They're highly active in Sarah Hines House and the program. They're mentors to a lot of our younger youth and their peers as well. So we thank you for allowing them to come on here and share
their
experience.
Our pleasure. And we'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
And anybody forget anything they wanted to say? Man. I got to get Larry to teach me to do that.
Oh, no. Edit it out.
Keep it. Thanks. From Perry High School and Taylor Alderdice, as well as Sarah Hines House, the bond connecting them. A pleasure to have Marcus Williams along with Larry Moore and Jacob Wright and Paul Boone with us today.